This is episode 207 of the Twim Show. I'm your host, Sajid, and today I'm going over the digital marketing updates from April 8th through 12th, 2024. This is going to be a rather short episode just because there's only three things to cover. With that, let's go to the first one. The first one is basically not an update, but at the same time an update. It's basically a user, David, actually raised a question on LinkedIn. And to that, Gary Ilias from Google has responded. So obviously, you know, it's worth bringing it to this episode. Is that, you know, David was asking, you know, there is a misconception that, you know, when there is a Google Core algorithm update happening, does that affect indexing service such as canonicalization, right? Canonical links were kind of covered last week. So when he was asking about that, you know, suggest, and what David was saying was that, look, during core algorithm updates or possibly during any major updates, services such as canonicalization might be slowed down or might be affected. Right. And what is canonicalization? It's basically involves selecting the most representative URL for content that exists in multiple URLs and merging all signals from known duplicate URLs. Like, you know, again, just to recap last week, I said, you know, you should literally put on your web page, which is the original version of the document. Now, obviously, I also kind of floated the idea that, you know, maybe you could actually claim your competitor's article if they haven't used the canonical tag. Okay. The underlying concern for this was whether crucial indexing services suffer in performance during extensive updates. Now, to that, Gary Ilias clarified that the assumption was incorrect. He explains that the process of indexing, such as canonicalization and index selections, are entirely independent of core updates. Gary used a, you know, recipe analogy to compare his point, saying, you know, he compared core updates to adjusting the ingredients in a recipe, which can significantly alter the dish's outcome. In contrast, canonicalization and index selection processes are likened to activities in the salt mines or MSG factories, which is fundamental and separate from the immediate cooking process. So I hope that helps. And for you to understand, like, you know, there isn't any two links, right? They are equally important, but in two different ways. Right. However, you know, one, core updates are basically more like changing the recipe, and I kind of like that analogy. And whereas, you know, other indexing service canonicalization is like, you know, all those little things that happens in the factory and comes back and that you add to the recipe. Okay. So this is important, and I hope this was helpful. And let's move on to the next update. The next update is about on around technical SEO between 404 and 410 codes. Right. So oftentimes people are saying, you know, hey, there's a big difference between 404 and 410. One is better than the other. And this was a discussion that happened on a Reddit SEO forum. So if you have been listening or watching that forum, that's, you probably know this. If you don't, that's fine. This is where I bring this information to you so that you don't have to go to 50 different sources and find what is happening. Anyway, basically, so the question was around 404 and 410, and Mueller basically, and this was actually a guy who got dinged by Google for having AI content on his site, and obviously he kind of went ahead and removed some of the content, and then, you know, obviously he's saying, you know, now he doesn't show up on search, and he was wondering, you know, if he should have used 404 versus 410. Right. So they're two separate issues, but at the same time, I mean, this kind of proves the point that, you know, yes, AI is great and you are using AI content. I use AI content as well. Even for this show, I use the show notes to be created using AI. I use the LinkedIn post from AI. So it's being done. Right. Now you have to take your chances. For me, if I don't show up on Google search, that's fine. You know, I'm not really doing to bubble up to the top of the Google search. I'm just doing it because I record this show because I consume the content and I want to kind of create an archive of this content. And if you find it helpful, that's great. And please do put a thumbs up. If not, that's fine. So with that, basically, so there's two points. Number one is obviously the risks of using AI generated content. The other one is no, Mueller is saying, look, it doesn't really matter whether it's 404 or 410. 404 is basically content not found. It could be the site is down, the content was deleted, whatever. And 410 is status is like it's gone permanently. So again, these two, there is no much distinctions between these two content. So if you are wondering, I would say focus less on the technical SEO part of 404 versus 410 and just focus on creating good content and go from there. And now onto the third and the last update of this week. Again, this is not really directly a news, but it seems like there are reports that there are some glitches in the Meta ad platform. Obviously, this is for this week and the week is already ended. But you never know, it might come up again. And this was something that came up from Bloomberg, where they're saying people have been getting dinged by Meta ads glitches, cost has gone up, blah, blah, blah. Now, we don't use Meta ad that much. We don't even, we are not an expert in Meta ads anymore. We kind of made the decision, like I would say about 7 or 8 years ago, to stop providing Meta ad as a service. But if you're using it, you may want to check and make sure and take your, precaution, look into your numbers, contact your rep if you have one. If not, contact your ad agency, and hope that was helpful. With that, folks, that's it for this week. This is your host, Sajid, signing off. Until next week. Take care. Bye-bye.